Today is the 23rd day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today and every day. And what a wonderful thing. We have a global campfire to be at. And so I am glad to spend some time together with you today. We've been reading through the book of Numbers. We're going to conclude the book of Numbers today and begin the next book, which is the book of Deuteronomy. And so we'll talk about that when we get there. But first, Numbers chapter 36. Then the heads of the family groups of the Gileadites, the descendants of Machir, the descendants of Manasseh, who were from the Josephite families, approached and spoke before Moses and the leaders who were the heads of the Israelite families. They said, "The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the Israelites. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now, if they should be married to one of the men from another Israelite tribe, their inheritance would be taken from the inheritance of our fathers and added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. As a result, it will be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the Jubilee of the Israelites is to take place, their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of our ancestral tribe." Then Moses gave a ruling to the Israelites by the word of the Lord. "What the tribe of the Josephites is saying is right. This is what the Lord has commanded for Zelophehad's daughters. Let them marry whomever they think best, only they must marry within the family of their father's tribe. In this way, the inheritance of the Israelites will not be transferred from tribe to tribe, but every one of the Israelites must retain the ancestral heritage. And every daughter who possesses an inheritance from any of the tribes of the Israelites must become the wife of a man from any family in her father's tribe, so that every Israelite may retain the inheritance of his fathers. No inheritance may pass from tribe to tribe, but every one of the tribes of the Israelites must retain its inheritance." As the Lord had commanded Moses, so the daughters of Zelophehad did. For the daughters of Zelophehad, Mahla, Tirzah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Noah were married to the sons of their uncles. They were married into the families of the Manassehites, the descendants of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of their father's family. These are the commandments and the decisions that the Lord commanded by the Israelites through the authority of Moses in the Rift Valley plains by Moab along the Jordan River opposite Jericho. All right, so that finishes the book of Numbers, which now brings us to the opening page of the book of Deuteronomy. And this is the final book of the Torah, or the Pentateuch. And as we dive into this and move through the next days, we might feel like a bit of review is going on. Maybe like we've been through this place before, because we have. But there's some specific things going on and specific intentions behind Deuteronomy, because Deuteronomy contains these discourses, the final discourses of Moses, the final things that he is trying to impart to the children of Israel before he dies and leaves us, becomes a part of history. And so Moses had grown old. He knew he would not be crossing the Jordan into the promised land, the children of Israel. So he brings the people together to hear the final things he wants to say. And he wants to leave nothing unsaid that needs to be said. And so we'll watch him, like, trying desperately to remind his people of who they are and where they came from and where they're going, including some of the things that they're going to face, the pitfalls that are in front of them. And when we read it in this light, we can put ourselves kind of in a crowd listening to our leader carefully. These are the last things he wants to say We kind of know that. And so if we listen with that in mind, they'll resonate. And so with that, we begin Deuteronomy chapter 1. This is what Moses said to all of Israel in the Transjordanian wilderness, the arid rift valley opposite Suf between Paran and Tophel, Leban, Azeroth, and Dizahab. Now, it is ordinarily an 11-day journey from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by way of Mount Seir. However, it was not until the first day of the 11th month of the 40th year that Moses addressed the Israelites just as the Lord had instructed him to do. This took place after the defeat of King Sihon of the Amorites, whose capital was in Heshbon, and King Og of Bashan, whose capital was in Ashtaroth, specifically in Edrei. So it was in the Transjordan, in Moab, that Moses began to deliver these words. The Lord our God spoke to us at Horeb and said, "You have stayed in the area of this mountain long enough. Head out and resume your journey. Enter the Amorite hill country and all its neighboring areas, including the Rift Valley, the hill country, the foothills, the Negev, and the coastal plain, all of Canaan and Lebanon as far as the great river, that is, the Euphrates. Look, I have already given the land to you. Go occupy the territory that I, the Lord, promised to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants. I also said to you at that time, I am no longer able to sustain you by myself. The Lord your God has increased your population to the point that you are now as numerous as the very stars of the sky. Indeed, may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are now, blessing you just as he said he would. But how can I alone bear up under the burden of your hardship and strife? Select wise and practical men, those known among your tribes, whom I may appoint as your leaders. You replied to me that what I had said to you was good. So I chose as your tribal leaders wise and well-known men, placing them over you as administrators of groups of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, and also as other tribal officials. I furthermore admonished your judges at that time that they should pay attention to issues among your fellow citizens and judge fairly, whether between one person and a native Israelite or a resident foreigner. They must not discriminate in judgment, but hear the lowly and the great alike. Nor should they be intimidated by human beings, for judgment belongs to God. If the matter being adjudicated is too difficult for them, they should bring it before me for a hearing. So I instructed you at that time regarding everything you should do. Then we left Horeb and passed through all the immense forbidding wilderness that you saw on the way to the Amorite hill country, as the Lord our God had commanded us to do, finally arriving at Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, you have come to the Amorite hill country, which the Lord our God is about to give us. Look, he has placed the land in front of you. Go up, take possession of it, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, said to do. Do not be afraid or discouraged. So all of you approached me and said, let's send some men ahead of us to scout out the land and bring us back word as to how we should attack it and what the cities are like there. I thought this was a good idea, so I sent 12 men from among you, one from each tribe. They left and went to the hill country, coming to the Eshcol Valley, which they scouted out. Then they took some of the produce of the land and carried it back down to us. They also brought a report to us saying, the land that the Lord our God is about to give us is good. You were not willing to go up, however, but instead rebelled against the Lord your God. You complained among yourselves privately and said, because the Lord hates us, he brought us from Egypt to deliver us over to the Amorites so they could destroy us. What is going to happen to us? Our brothers have drained away our courage by describing people who are more numerous and taller than we are, and great cities whose defenses appear to be as high as heaven itself. Moreover, they said they saw Anakites there. So I responded to you, do not be terrified of them. The Lord your God is about to go ahead of you. He will fight for you, just as you saw him do in Egypt and in the wilderness, where you saw him carrying you along like a man carries his son. This he did everywhere you went until you came to this very place. However, through all this you did not have confidence in the Lord your God, who would go before you on the way to find places for you to camp, appearing in a fire at night and in a cloud by day to show you the way you ought to go. When the Lord heard you, he became angry and made this vow: not a single person of this evil generation will see the good land that I promised to give to your ancestors. The exception is Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He will see it, and I will give him and his descendants the territory on which he has walked, because he has wholeheartedly followed me. As for me, the Lord was also angry with me on your account. He said, you also will not be able to go there. However, Joshua, son of Nun, your assistant, will go. Encourage him, because he will enable Israel to inherit the land. Also, your infants, who you thought would die on the way, and your children, who as yet do not know good from bad, will go there. I will give them the land, and they will possess it. But as for you, turn back and head for the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea. Then you responded to me and admitted, we have sinned against the Lord. We will now go up and fight as the Lord our God has told us to do. So you each put on your battle gear and prepared to go up to the hill country. But the Lord told me, tell them this, do not go up and fight, because I will not be with you and you will be defeated by your enemies. I spoke to you, but you did not listen. Instead, you rebelled against the Lord and recklessly went up to the hill country. The Amorite inhabitants of that area confronted you and chased you like a swarm of bees, striking you down from Seir as far as Hormah. Then you came back and wept before the Lord, but he paid no attention to you whatsoever. Therefore, you remained at Kadesh for a long time. Indeed, for the full time. Luke 5:29-6:11. Then Levi gave a great banquet in his house for Jesus, and there was a large crowd of tax collectors and others sitting at the table with them. But the Pharisees and their experts in the law complained to his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered them, those who are well don't need a physician, but those who are sick do. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then they said to him, John's disciples frequently fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours continue to eat and drink. So Jesus said to them, you cannot make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? But those days are coming, and when the bridegroom is taken from them, at that time they will fast. He also told them a parable. No one tears a patch from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. If he does, he will have torn the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. Instead, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. No one after drinking old wine wants the new, for he says the old is good enough. Jesus was going through the grain fields on a Sabbath, and his disciples picked some heads of wheat, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, why are you doing what is against the law on the Sabbath? Jesus answered them, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he entered the house of God, took and ate the sacred bread, which is not lawful for any to eat but the priests alone, and gave it to his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" On another Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and was teaching. Now a man was there whose right hand was withered. The experts in the law and the Pharisees watched Jesus closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they could find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man who had the withered hand, "Get up and stand here." So he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil, to save a life or to destroy it?" After looking around at them all, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." The man did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with mindless rage and began debating with one another what they would do to Jesus. Psalm 66. For the music director, a song, a psalm. Shout out praise to God, all the earth. Sing praises about the majesty of his reputation. Give him the honor he deserves. Say to God, "How awesome are your deeds! Because of your great power, your enemies cower in fear before you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name, Selah. Come and witness God's exploits. His acts on behalf of people are awesome. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Let us rejoice in him there. He rules by his power forever. He watches the nations. Stubborn rebels should not exalt themselves, Selah. Praise our God, you nations. Loudly proclaim his praise. He preserves our lives and does not allow our feet to slip. For you, O God, tested us. You purified us like refined silver. You led us into a trap. You caused us to suffer. You allowed men to ride over our heads. We passed through fire and water, but you brought us out into a wide open place. I will enter your temple with burnt sacrifices. I will fulfill the vows I made to you, which my lips uttered and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will offer up to you fattened animals as burnt sacrifices, along with the smell of sacrificial rams. I will offer cattle and goats, Selah. Come, listen, all you who are loyal to God. I will declare what he has done for me. I cried out to him for help and praised him with my tongue. If I had harbored sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. However, God heard. He listened to my prayer. God deserves praise, for he did not reject my prayer or abandon his love for me. Proverbs 11, 24 through 26. One person is generous and yet grows more wealthy, but another withholds more than he should and comes to poverty. A generous person will be enriched, and the one who provides water for others will himself be satisfied. People will curse the one who withholds grain, but they will praise the one who sells it. Father, we thank you for another week in your word, day after day, step by step, week after week, month by month. Thank you for this opportunity to be together. Thank you for allowing us all these days, these thousands of days that we've been able to gather. And we thank you for all the days that are in our future that you will allow. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be a community. at this point in time on Earth using this technology. We praise your name. We thank you. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That's the website. So you can find out what's going on around here. So check that out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on. Check out the community section. This is where you can get connected. This is where the prayer wall is. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my beloved DAB community. This is Asia calling from the City of Angels, and I'm listening today on 319, and I heard a sweet sister call in and just sounded so despondent due to her desire to die. Now, we do not take this lightly, so we come alongside our sister and we bear her burden, Father God. Heavenly Lord, we lift up our sweet sister to you, and we don't know, Lord God, why she feels this way, because she says her life is relatively good and she has blessings, Lord God. At the same time, we know that she feels this feeling, and it just controls her, and it's the cause of her shame as well, Father. And we ask that you remove all shame from her, Lord God, knowing that she is a child of God and that the Lord is the one that her identity is in, and she doesn't have to worry about herself like that, Father. Lord, we lift her up to you, Jehovah Rapha, and ask that you heal her of this affliction, Lord, this feeling and the desire to want to die. Lord God, we ask that you minister to her heart, and that you put Matthew 11:28 on her heart and mind when Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He said this everyone. He says, "Come all who are weary and heavy laden." So we ask her to lay this burden down at the foot of the cross. And Father God, we also pray in the scripture of Nehemiah 8:10, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. And we know this is true. Let your strength be our joy, Father God, as we lift our sister up, as you remove this burden from her mind and her heart, and that you may receive the glory, Father God, as she has a desire, a renewed interest to live and not die. And we ask this in the name of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. And all my family around the world, this is Sean the Scripture Seeker calling in again. I don't call him very often. However, listening to the community prayers, I've heard a lot of prayers surrounding those who panic about their conditions in life and certain kind of thoughts that can bring on some kind of illnesses and who worry too much. We can really bring on stuff that isn't really there, kind of thing, not to negate what people are saying at all, but we have to be very careful about our thought process and how we talk. We're bringing on something that wasn't there in the first place, because I really do believe the more we think about something, we can bring it into fruition. Anyway, I just want to pray, instead of waffling on, for those that certain people called in and biopsies and they found out that they're okay now. That's fantastic. And other people with anxieties and worries. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts heavy with worry and minds burdened with fear. We pray for those who constantly battle with thoughts that lead them to believe they are dying or facing imminent danger. Grant them peace, Lord, in their minds and comfort in their hearts. Help them to find solace in knowing that they are not alone in their struggle and that there is hope for healing and peace. Guide them to resources and support systems that can offer them the help and reassurances they need. grant them the strength to overcome their fears and to find joy and contentment in each moment. May they learn to trust in your divine plan and to let go of anxieties that weigh them down. We ask for your loving presence to surround them, bringing them comfort, courage, and hope. In Jesus' name. Peace and love to you all. Sean, the Scripture Seeker, UK, London. God bless you all. Thank you, Brian, Harden family. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Paula in Albuquerque. Excuse my voice. It is Wednesday, March 20th. Just finished listening to the podcast today, and boy, how the word speaks to us. Brian, you really, I know it was the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit used you to speak to me as I have been having a wilderness experience after ending a relationship, and my daughter not speaking to me. Our relationship has always been a tough one. Anyway, last year when I ended the relationship I was in, God spoke to me in the weirdest way through some tea bags. And out of a box of, 20 tea bags, I cannot tell you how many of those had the same message on the little paper that said, settling is not an option. And boy, you brought that home this morning, Brian. Thank you so much. I will keep praying. I will keep trusting. And I will keep healing as he heals me, as I keep my eyes on him. I love you all. Have a blessed day. Pastor Steve, praying for you. I heard you.
Good morning. This is PG from NC. I'm reaching out to Lori today, and I want to speak to you, and I want us to pray for you. Lori, first off, thanks for sharing your struggles about your desire to die. You shared that you feel like a failure when others see you, and that you feel ashamed knowing that they know you're struggling again, struggling with their feelings. And you shared about the ups and the downs with the medications you've taken for years. First off, Lori, I just want to say you are not a failure. You are a victor, a winner every time you choose life. And you're a good disciple every day you choose life, because you're yielding your will to die and you're choosing Christ's will for you to live. In fact, every day you choose life, you honor his sacrifice for all of us. And any sense of shame is a deception from the enemy, and it's not from the Lord. So dabbers, let's pray. Actively pray. Lord, we come together in agreement for Lori. We ask that you touch her today. Lord, heal her emotions and her feelings. Set anything in her body that is out of your intended order back into proper alignment. Lord, we pray over her and we rebuke the enemy's deception and lies. Lord, your word says she's loved by you. She's a new creation in you, that she can call for the elders of the church to pray over her. And she's done that today. And so today, Lord, we exercise the kingdom keys. We unlock the door of the divine by exercising the key of faith, because we believe you can heal. Lord, we unlock the door into the present by exercising the key of hope, because we believe you are willing and desire to heal. And finally, we unlock the door of her miracle with action, because we exercise the key of love. It requires action, and we take it today. Lord, we actively pray. We're not just listening to prayers on this podcast, but we are praying ourselves together. Lord, we ask that you would heal her, and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Thanks, Dabbers.